Hello everyone, this is the second podcast episode covering the course lectures. You are about to delve into the topic of leadership as part of the course Leading, Managing and Developing People in Organizations. I'm Professor Fabio Rizzi and I will guide you on this journey of discovery. I'll help you make sense of your personal and professional experiences, considering the most widely used theories that managers and leaders around the world apply to understand and navigate the complexities of organizational behavior and leadership dynamics. To better understand how the various topics of the course are connected, it is useful to create a conceptual map that views organizational behavior as the study of the factors influencing an organization's performance. These factors depend on the individual, the work group in which the individual is involved, the organizational structure, the leadership style of the manager who supervises the individual, and the personal context. This second lesson aims to analyze different leadership styles and key leadership tasks, highlighting the distinction between leadership and management. Firstly, you should ask yourself what leadership means. There are several definitions, each highlighting a different leadership style. However, most agree on the idea that you can't be a leader without a team to guide towards setting and achieving a common goal. If you are alone, you are not a leader. If you don't have a goal to set and reach with the help of others, there is no need for leadership. That said, leadership is still a vague concept because leadership involves the ability to influence others, empower them, exercise charisma, offer service, share vision, take action, demonstrate authenticity, endurance, innovation and balance, and ultimately improve over time. Clearly, none of us is perfect. We exert leadership in our own way, with our own imperfections, but this often proves enough to achieve great results. Other times, even the best leaders fail because being excellent leaders sometimes is not enough. As I often tell my students, I can't teach you to become better leaders because leadership cannot be taught, but you can learn to become better leaders yourselves. To improve, you should test yourselves as leaders and reflect on the actions taken. There are several theories on leadership worth knowing. By reflecting on these theories, you can better understand the role of a leader in the business world and in your personal life. Don't be afraid to entertain the idea of being a leader, but don't have the arrogance to want to be a leader when others are not comfortable with it either. Trait theory focuses on identifying specific personality traits and attributes that effective leaders possess. By understanding these traits, organizations aim to streamline the selection process for leaders. However, this theory has been criticized for oversimplifying leadership and neglecting situational factors. Behavioral theory shifts the focus from genetic traits to observable behaviors of leaders. This theory categorizes different behavioral patterns to distinguish between effective and ineffective leadership styles. By doing so, it aims to enhance leadership training and development programs and acknowledges the importance of context in determining leadership effectiveness. Contingency theory suggests that leadership effectiveness is contingent upon various organizational and cultural factors. This theory emphasizes the need for leaders to adapt their approaches based on the specific context they operate within, and it highlights the dynamic and complex nature of leadership. Transformational leadership portrays leaders as inspirational figures who motivate and empower others to achieve a shared vision. They instill a sense of purpose and direction among their followers. However, excessive transformational leadership can lead to organizational instability and burnout due to rapid and extensive changes. Distributed leadership challenges the traditional hierarchical view of leadership. It suggests that leadership behaviors can be observed at all levels of an organization. This theory emphasizes the importance of shared leadership responsibilities and collaboration among team members. Overall, these theories offer valuable insights into the multifaceted nature of leadership. They highlight the importance of considering various factors, including traits, behaviors, context, and distribution of leadership roles, in understanding leadership effectiveness. Now, to gain a deeper understanding of the concept of leadership, consider the similarities and differences between leadership and management. Who do you think is more important within a business, the leader or the manager? Leadership and management are often used interchangeably, but they represent distinct concepts in the realm of organizational dynamics. Leadership primarily focuses on inspiring and guiding individuals or teams towards a common vision or goal. Leadership involves setting a direction, motivating others, and fostering innovation and change. Leaders typically exhibit traits such as vision, inspiration, empathy, and strategic thinking. They aim to influence and empower others to achieve collective objectives. On the other hand, management is more concerned with the practical aspects of organizing, coordinating, and controlling resources to achieve specific objectives. Managers are responsible for implementing the strategies developed by leaders, ensuring efficient operations, and optimizing processes. They typically oversee day-to-day activities, allocate resources, monitor progress, and solve problems as they arise. Managers often exhibit traits such as planning, organizing, decision-making, and problem-solving skills. While leadership and management overlap in some areas, they differ in their focus and approach. However, both roles are essential in business. We have now reached the end of this second podcast episode. Don't forget that by actively participating in class and taking proactive steps to deepen your understanding of the material, you will not only enhance your learning experience, but also develop valuable skills that will serve you well in your personal and professional life. So let's dive deeper into today's topics and continue our quest for knowledge together. Until next time, this is Fabio wishing you a great day.